You'll get by with a little help from John Lennon. It's Questions for Lennon.
Well, but often when I walk in a room, door's behind me. I don't see it.
Good point.
And then I see this other door's right in front of me, so I'm surprised I didn't just walk right out.
You came in one door and you wanted to leave right away.
Yeah, because I saw exit.
And you got to stay and do the part. Hey, yeah, folks, right. Oh my God, we're getting way off track. Welcome to Questions for Lennon, the advice podcast where we answer questions sent in by our listeners. Of course, I'm host John Lennon, European guitarist for the European rock band, The Beatles.
European, yeah, I guess.
That's right. We were all over Europe.
Yeah, you were. I just think British, but...
That's true. Well, that was one of the European places we played. We also crept into the United...
Used to be.
What?
Used to be part of the European Union.
Ooh. Ooh. Hey, I'm a little behind on the news.
Okay, sorry.
No spoilers for me.
I always spoil the news. I'm sorry.
Never do that with me. You have to know with John Lennon, you have to always say, hey, are you up to date on the news?
Okay. And then you get to tell me everything that you know about the news.
Right.
Okay.
I'm up to the Cubs in June.
Oh,
the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah,
that's
they're doing great.
No spoilers for me.
They were doing great.
Oh.
And they're not. No, they still are. They might be. I don't know.
Who knows?
They were doing great then.
Who knows? All right. Hold on a second. So, my hosting duties have flown out the window. Hello.
You're not a host, John. You're a European guitarist.
That's true. Guitarist first, host second. I'm here with Beck Bennett.
Hello.
SNL's Beck Bennett.
SNL's very own.
How do you do it?
I don't know. They just tell me where to go.
No. How do you do an alliterative name, BB?
Wait, I'm sorry. How do I do it?
Yes.
How do I do what? BB? How do I do Beck
Bennett?
Yeah,
how do you not just go, hey, I'm BB?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, I'm BB. Well, actually, people will say that, be like, hey, BB. I don't know if I really love BB.
Really?
I do B-boy sometimes or B-man.
That's a good one.
Or B-mon, like sort of like a, you know.
Sort of a reggae.
Yeah, sort of a reggae version of myself. That's kind of how that works.
Did you have a tough time during, the whole Force Awakens debacle?
I did not.
Good.
I enjoyed it. What was the debacle exactly from your perspective?
The debacle to me was all the posters everywhere.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't see any posters.
You missed out on the posters. Yeah. You must have had your head in a hole in the ground.
I saw the trailers and the articles.
Right.
But because I was in Los Angeles at the time.
Oh.
You know, Los Angeles is all about the billboards.
Yeah, home of the billboards.
Yeah, and the bus stops and whatnot. In New York, you got the subways.
So, you go down deep.
And I go down.
I mean, of course, I spent half my time in New York in the Dakota.
In
the Dakota apartment building where I still live.
Oh, right.
And then the other half of the time, I'm just in my RV cruising around the United States.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, of course. Yes, I'd spend so much time just cruising around.
Are you playing music when you're cruising around?
Sometimes. I play music in my CD player. I've got the Discman hooked up with the cassette jack that goes in.
Right.
And as far as my, some of my listeners know this if you've been paying attention at all. My current guitar, my Fender...
Yeah,
it's got a whammy bar with a skeleton. This whammy bar looks like a skeleton's finger. It's really it's cool.
Well, all whammy bars do, right? Or this one in
particular?
This
one,
it has a skeleton.
It looks like a skeleton's finger.
Oh, wow.
And I lent it to Ringo, a while ago. And he said, he won't give it back. And I say, just come on. He's like, I really want to learn the guitar. I said, but I want to play it. I want to, make music.
And why did you give it to him in the first place?
Because he's my best friend. And when your best friend asks you to borrow something, if you ever say no, you're not a friend at all.
Right. Well, I would say, there are certain friends that, whether you're best friend or not, like, you know their habits and tendencies. I just kind of feel like from my perspective, and I don't know Ringo, so excuse me if I'm overstepping my
You can say anything you want. I know he's a great guy.
He seems like a loose cannon, just sort of.
He's a wild man.
A wild man.
If you've ever been in a car with him, get out.
Just a car? Yes. Why? What does he do in a car?
He drives it like a maniac.
Yeah, okay.
The one way sign seems to do nothing to this man.
And if he's not driving, does he try to take the wheel?
Or he'll grab the wheel. Any seat he's in, he'll grab it.
I was gonna drive with him recently.
Were you going back to? What are you doing?
Well, I was gonna go back to New York. I was gonna drive with him back to
cross country trip with that maniac.
Yeah, I'm not going to anymore.
Good luck. Bring two seat belts. Don't you hate it? And you know the cars they're selling now, if I've got this correct.
Right.
You have to provide your own seatbelt.
No, that's not true.
Is that not a new feature?
No, I don't think so.
I thought, you know.
No. I think they have to come with them.
They come with them.
So wait, where did you hear that? Is that the news?
Or a lot of times I'll have dreams that are very realistic, like the news.
And so you confuse them with the news, or you know their dreams and you take them as the news?
I confuse them.
Okay.
And then
it's not like you go, I had a dream and that's the news. You go, I had a dream and I thought it was the news. Oh,
exactly.
I mixed it up.
Okay, and I'll do this while I'll go onto a podcast or be out in public and talk about this thing as if it's real. And then I get, you know, what the look you gave me just now. I could read your mind almost. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, almost. It's like as if I didn't have as much respect for you anymore.
Right, I could see it drop out. It flew out the window.
You know, sort of don't meet your heroes sort of thing.
Right. Oh, well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, I mean, I think you're, a lot of people would consider you a hero.
Sure, the people who have, you know, heard my music would probably agree that it's pretty good. We put a lot of work into it.
Yeah.
That's what people say about the Beatles. They were the hardest working rock group in Europe.
Is that true? You guys were one of the hardest working?
Oh, sure.
I mean, I knew you guys were one of the best and one of the coolest, one of the sexiest.
Well,
yeah, man.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, Beatles fever and...
Beatles fever gets you going. Yeah. We tried to, at one point, a doctor came up to us in the 60s. We were recording a song.
Oh, yeah.
And
right.
A doctor came in and he says, hey, I think you guys are huge right now, and a lot of people are coming in saying they love you. Mm-hmm. I want to trademark Beatle Fever.
You wanted to trademark it?
Yeah, I said, what are you doing? What do you mean trademark? You can't trademark. Who owns polio? I want some of that.
Well, that would actually, I mean, it would, if he was able to trademark it and then figure out a medication and sell it to people, he could have made quite a bang for his buck.
That's true.
A bang on the buck, yeah.
But yeah, every bang for the buck.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much a bang is in a buck?
Depends on
I know
what
you know this.
On, yeah.
Well, I know you know this.
It depends on how you spend it.
Right.
And then that depends on how big of a bang you get.
That's true.
So, you know, if it's just if you buy a penny.
Right.
With that dollar, that's not a very big
That's
bang.
A bad
That's about
bang.
As small of a bang as you could get.
Right.
And if you buy a $100 bill with that dollar, that's a huge bang for your buck.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
You know, economics can be very difficult to understand, but when you break it down into buying pennies or $100 bills, you can understand anything.
It's all about the art of the deal. That's what I learned in Donald Trump's book, Art of the Deal.
I love it.
He persuades people to buy $100 bills for $100, and he's like, that's the art of the deal.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it too.
I've been trying to, you know, you can learn the art of the deal, but you can't always do the art of the deal.
Exactly.
But I'm trying.
Exactly
and I'm working on it.
That's am I correct in thinking that's the first sentence of his whole book?
What is, you can't always, I don't even remember what I know.
It's a tough book to remember.
It is. Well, it's complicated. So you have to take down notes.
Well, reading is complicated.
It is. Yeah. Especially when you're reading his writing. It doesn't follow left to right. It goes up and down.
Is that so?
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost like reading a crossword puzzle.
Yeah, yeah. It just kind of have to follow it.
Follow
the trail of the logic.
I'm thinking of Word Hunt, not crossword puzzle.
Oh, I don't do Word Hunt.
Nobody does anymore. Yeah. And no one does the spaghetti maze anymore.
No.
You know,
no.
That you see on a sort of a restaurant placemat.
Book. Yeah, a restaurant book placemat.
Yeah, the restaurant placemat has been known as a one-page book.
Yeah. I love reading the restaurant placement.
Beck, how you doing? How was your summer?
My summer, it was good.
Did you catch a wave and did you catch the rays?
Yeah, I did. I got a lot of people, you know, wherever I went, they were like, wow, you look tanned.
Good.
Or like, you got some sun.
Yeah.
You know, and I took it as a compliment as opposed to not a compliment.
Yeah, some people say it in an aggressive tone. Yeah,
they go, oh, you got some sun.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
Oh, look who got into the sun today. Okay, thanks so much, I guess.
Oh, well, look at what we have here.
Right.
Isn't it just a ray of sunshine? Somebody might have fallen asleep by the pool. You look good.
Yeah. Okay, well, fine. If I look good, put me down. Start hoisting me over your head like you're going to drop me into the pool.
You know, my summer, it was great. You know, I have a lot of time off.
Right.
From SNL. It's kind of an open slate. and you can do whatever
summer break,
you want, which is great, right?
Right.
But it's also like, well, what do I do? You know, you got a week and you relax and see friends, and then you go, what should I do?
Right. What are you actually doing?
Should I go on a trip? Do I want to go on a trip? Should I go? You see people's Instagrams,
right?
And you're like, oh, I should be doing that. I should be living.
I should be logging into Instagram. You're saying
I should be on Instagram. I should be going to all these places. I should be going to all these places through pictures, so that I can say that I did all of that. But then, well, now see, that's what I did, and that doesn't sound. There's just a lot of options.
You did go.
But then it's like, should I work?
Right.
Or should I go to the beach?
Do I want to keep, the bank account growing?
Or do I want to see it drinking?
Right.
Bang for your buck.
That's right. Does your summer, want your summer to have a good bang?
Right. Because I'm going back to work. So Do I want to work or do I want to relax? And then as a person of working
status,
you're like, you feel good when you work.
Right.
So taking a break from work isn't always feel good. So it's this constant back and forth. But I saw a lot of people, saw family.
That's good. Mom, dad,
mom,
brother, sister.
Checked them out. I was like, there's mom, there's dad. I just went around.
That's
I saw
a short
people.
Visit.
I didn't talk to them. I saw them.
That wastes your time. Talking can be a real waste of time.
Because you can do that on the phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Or through Instagram.
Right.
Talk with your pictures.
I usually talk with my dad through Instagram. I talk to my dad through my girlfriend's Instagram posts.
Oh, that's very interesting. Yeah, that's a real roundabout way.
Yeah, yeah. What's wrong?
Do you need water, or are you either thirsty or you've got something going on with your father?
Oh, man, I need a drink of water. Oh, I have something going on with my father.
Oh, no.
My dad is, he's a good guy.
Well, that's good.
But parents don't always know how jokes translate to writing.
Right, right.
You know, punctuation and whatnot. So he sometimes comments on social media. It's parents do that. And it's like, mom, dad, what the hell? I know you were joking, but you sound like a misogynistic dude.
And take the cap locks off, please.
Yes, yes.
If there's one thing I've learned about communicating online, cap locks means yelling.
Yeah, take
and that's
them off.
It. That's all there is to it.
You ought to alternate.
Yeah.
Did a little bit of work, enjoyed myself, but you got to keep yourself busy, right?
Always.
So in an enjoyable way, and something that I've been doing for years is making my own music. And I've never put it out there.
It's a fun thing to do.
It's so enjoyable.
I've made a few songs.
Dude, John. Don't. Be real, dude.
I'm being humble. I've made a few songs.
No, you've made.
Did anyone listen to my music?
Yeah.
I know they did.
Yeah, you made a couple songs.
I'm coy about it sometimes because I'm embarrassed by some of the songs.
Which you're embarrassed by?
You know that
they're,
song?
No, they're all good.
They're not all good.
They're all
good. No, they're not.
Okay, can you think of one that embarrasses you?
You know that song, Why Don't We Do It in the Road?
Yeah, yeah.
That was one I said, what do we do? What is this? Do it, sex in the road.
Yeah, well, like I said earlier, you guys are one of the sexiest bands.
I know, people, you
there was
said
Beatle
it.
Fever, and that's rock and
Beatle,
roll.
Wait a minute. Okay, hold on a second. I thought you were going to start coining Beatle Fever.
Did I say Beatle Fever?
No, you said Beatle Fever.
Oh, but you...
But, no, but you can have that. Beatle Fever is something I'm working on. Maybe it's a song on my next Whistlin' Pete album.
Oh, cool.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Well, the thing is, ideas can come from anywhere.
That's true. They could come from slips of the tongue.
Yeah, they usually do with me. So I've been making my own music for
making
years.
Music. So I'm sure you have a full band. A guy like you, I'm sure, wants to have a full big sound, big backing band behind him. Hey, it's swing, but we know it rocks, and here we go.
No.
Now, wait a minute.
I'm taking my full surprise.
I'm wrong.
I don't know what. No,
it happens sometimes.
You're absolutely 100% wrong. You could have. It's the opposite.
Well, Beck, can I ask you? Can you set me right?
Yeah, I'm gonna make it right. It's just me, my man.
That's
solo.
Impossible.
Yeah,
even an acapella group has at least four people.
No, well, this is me. I'm starting bare bones.
It's Halloween music.
Some of it actually is. Some of it will be spooky.
Okay.
So here's the thing. I do all genres, but no, come on, dude. I meant bare bones, like No.
Stripped it, out.
Just the bones. Look. No meat, no blood, no hair, no fingernails, none of that.
So we're talking about a skeleton. So I was right in the right ballpark of Halloween. Yeah. But of course, I was making a joke.
Yeah, you were goofing on me. I get it. Ah, we've all had some fun on that spooky, the sort of Halloween music.
First time on the podcast, you're gonna get razzed.
Yeah, you are. I mean, you're a songwriter. You're sharp with words. Sure. I mean, you're probably walking circles around me right now, and I don't even know it. I mean, you kind of just did. But hey, I'm game, and I'm here. We're sitting down with John Lennon.
You're sitting pretty with Johnny L.
One of my sexiest heroes.
Okay.
You're a sexy guy. Well, do it in the road? Come on, man.
I know. And I shouldn't be. I should have my shirt and coat on. I'm sorry about the bare chest.
No, I like it. It makes me feel comfortable. It opens up my mind to, you know, we don't need shirts and shoes.
Is the Pisces medallion too much?
No, I think it's where you start.
It hurts my neck.
It is rather thick.
It's a thing. Well, it's made of, you know, iron.
And it's rusty.
I know, it's rusty iron.
Does that chip ever? Does it like get
it
in
digs
your,
into my skin. You can see.
Doesn't seem like you have a cut, but it's a little red.
Yeah, you can see the irritation underneath it.
Absolutely.
That's bad. That's Beevil Feevil.
That is Beevil Feevil?
Yeah, I didn't want to. I guess I'm coming out with it.
Oh, man.
For right now, I'm coining. If you're wearing a big iron medallion and it's irritating your skin, that's Beevil Feevil.
Wow. Trademark. I think you're going to see a lot more of that now.
Of course you will.
Of course you will, yeah. But I've been making this music for a while. I used to make it with some friends, and we used to record beats and whatnot.
Right.
And make it full-length songs. It was too much.
It's a lot of work.
You know, when I feed my dog sometimes, mm-hmm. I give him a full meal. He sniffs it. He's not interested. But when I give him a tasty little treat, sure. He gobbles it down. So that's what these are. These are tasty little treats.
Wow.
About a half an hour songs. They're poppy. They get in your head.
Half an hour songs?
No, I say half an hour. 30 seconds.
Half a minute. Okay. That would be bang for your buck. Give you a dollar for 30 minutes of music?
That would be. But this is actually, here's a bang for your buck. It's free. It's on Instagram. It's 30 seconds.
Hey, I love that free music.
Yeah. So I'm putting it on Instagram. It's called Songs by Beck.
Hello.
That's where I'm putting my music.
You know what you're getting.
Yeah. And it's just catchy, all genres, all styles. And it is actually music that I care about. And I've been singing for years, and I'm just trying to get it out there in a digestible form.
Oh, they covers it all?
Not yet, but I'm open to it.
But these original, what you have on the site right now, are original Beck songs a cappella.
That's right. Songs by Beck. And I'm also a buddy of mine. I may bring him in to get his beats. Ooh. Get his like synth organism, his you know compilations, his compositions.
Sure.
And he may play them in the background. I may get some sound effects from my voice, sort of like a you know like sort of that thing.
God, I love it.
Yeah,
I love that type of music.
You know, well, because it's like watch out, we're all in trouble.
On the double, something like that. That would be a good rhyme.
All in trouble. Here they come on the double.
I've got this feeling on my mind, yeah.
Watch out, we're all in trouble. Here they come, on the double. Sort of stuff like
that's
that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, come on, you've probably been practicing that, you thought of that weeks ago.
No, it just popped in my mind right now.
Wow.
I've got this problem on my mind, yeah. Sort of like little things like that, you know? Things that you know, things that you've heard, things that you're feeling.
Right.
And they just kind of give it a 30-second little sound bite. And I think people are really relating
it's
to it.
Stuff you don't know, you know.
Yes.
So get to know yourself when you listen to Songs by Beck.
Absolutely. Find yourself and at my channel, Songs by Beck.
Songs by Beck.
Account, I guess.
On Instagram. Channel.
Yes, on Instagram.
And this is real.
This is real. This
so
is fully real.
You're not sending people out on some wild goose chase.
No.
It's not fair to people.
I know. And
you know how long it takes to log in, type in, search? You know, you'd be on there for days.
On where? Just on
online. It takes me.
You would be on there for days if you didn't have a site. If you were just Googling and logging in to different places. If you're just logging into a site and looking for something, you don't know if you're at the right site.
Now, here's a question. And I know you're not a tech guy. I know you never went to computer college or anything. Is it possible to search a computer without a keyboard?
I don't. It depends. If you have voice activation on your computer.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought.
So why were you asking? Well, I mean, you just weren't sure, but you kind of had a sneaking suspicion.
I had this dream about a news story. I thought it was a dream. You know,
you thought it was a dream.
I thought it actually ended up being, now that you've confirmed it, it was an actual news story I saw. Breaking news, you can't search online without a keyboard unless you have a sound screen.
So you saw that and you knew it, but you just wanted, okay.
I wanted to confirm.
Yeah, I wanted to confirm. That makes sense.
All right, should we get to some of the questions? Oh yeah, I didn't know if you had a meeting within this podcast.
Yeah, I okay. What's my name?
No, wait a minute.
Wait, what?
No, you don't have to ask me questions.
Oh.
We'll take questions from the people who emailed in.
Oh, okay.
Did you not understand what you were getting into?
I have a list of questions to ask you.
All right, we'll start with those.
Where'd you get the water for the podcast?
Well, that comes from out in the kitchen.
Oh, that's actually all I had was, what's my name and where did you get the water?
I didn't answer the first one. Beck.
Yes.
BB.
Nailed it.
BB ate a sandwich for lunch, I assume.
Oh, no, wrong. But that wasn't a question, so it's not like you miss a point. I had some eggs.
For lunch?
Yeah. Well, late breakfast.
Yeah. Oh, are people doing late breakfast still?
Brunch, yeah.
It's still brunch season.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's always brunch season when it's nice out. In LA,
good
always
point.
Brunch season.
Good point.
When it's cold, brunch doesn't make sense.
Right.
What are you doing?
Brunch gets pushed to lunch. Lunch is dinner. You know, dinner is gone out the window.
Dinner's a midnight eating.
Yeah, right. And next thing you know, you're eating dinner from two nights ago.
Yeah.
And what is going on here?
I cooked this two nights ago, but my lunch got moved and my dinner got shuffled, and now I'm eating lamb chops that look like steak now.
Yeah. Now the lamb chops have been out so long they look
brown,
like steak and the brown.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's
here's what you got to do. You can't eat for a day to reset the eating schedule.
Absolutely.
It's unfair, but it's hot. You know, we have to have our brunches.
Yeah.
All right. First question. Dear John, I should also say I've been telling everyone.
Yeah.
This person wrote Dear John.
Yeah.
They didn't know when they wrote it that you were going to be here.
Yeah, because I'm thinking I'm here too.
Right. So. It should be Dear John and Beck.
And Beck. Right.
So. Just, you know, they're not rude people.
Right.
They didn't know. Okay. How could they know?
Well,
Are you mad?
I don't know who to be mad at.
Right, but you are mad.
Yeah, I know I'm mad. I know I have feelings that are bubbling up.
Right, and when are they going to come out?
Yeah.
Maybe now, maybe a week from now.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're in traffic and you get out and you rip down a street light.
Yeah.
What is wrong with him? See. Oh, you know, I bet somebody didn't put his name in a letter.
Yeah, well, it could happen.
It could happen. Let's hope it doesn't. Do you work out? Maybe if you worked it out, you could do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that does help. That running, it gets the endorphins out of you.
That's a good advice for anyone. If you've got some anger, work it out.
Yeah. What was that motion?
You hold two weights and you kind of bring them back into you.
Groove them in.
I know no one can see what I'm doing, but I'm still doing it.
Wow. I would love to see you work out.
Well, you play your cards right. Maybe I'll take you to my gym. I go to Gold's Gym.
Oh, you go to Gold's?
Right. When I'm in town here in L.A., I get over there and I say, what do you got? Any new weights for me to lift? And they say, well, you couldn't lift the old ones. I said, I know, but do you have any lighter ones?
I didn't even really know there were new weights, just like different weights?
All different, like new shapes come in.
Oh, okay.
It's not just the circles anymore.
So you're thinking like maybe there'll be a new shape that's easier for me to lift, that's good for my body, that gets my...
It's my blood pumping.
Yeah. Okay. But, that makes sense.
So there, you know, it's tough. Lifting weights is tough. So start with the light ones. Okay. Dear John and Beck, two of my best friends are getting married and I'm hopelessly in love with both of them. How can I convince them that three might not be a crowd? Sincerely, lovesick in Lancaster.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever been out to lunch with three people?
Including myself?
Yes.
Yes.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
Because everyone, you know, there's a triangle thing happening, and it's never
usually
like...
Usually it's a table for four.
Right.
Like, there aren't tables for three.
Right.
So, and then it's like, oh, should we sit together and that person sits by themselves across from us? Or do we, you know,
should we all sit at separate tables?
Right.
Separate one-person tables that are facing the wall?
Or all on one side.
Right. Should we have just stayed home and eaten?
Yeah.
Should we have all stayed at our own homes?
I have gotten to a dinner for three and gone and left.
Right.
Yeah.
You sit down.
I see the table and I'm like, peace. Nice.
Because how are you going to split up the food?
Yeah.
you know, you go to a place, you never want to eat what you want to share everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And three people.
I like to mix my food together, swirl it together.
You do, yeah, you do.
Mash it up. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are doing that now.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
It's called mashy.
Mashy stashy.
Mashy stashy. Let's go. You go. It comes and you go, mashy stashy. And you mash it all up. You kind of use your fork and you scoop it around with your spoon. And you know, everybody gets an even amount and then you split it. You use like a rope.
Right.
To
don't cross the line.
Like you're cutting, I don't know what it is.
I think they do big cheeses like that.
Yes, they do big cheeses like that.
The biggest cheese needs the biggest rope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a wire.
You know, you'd like my next door neighbor. His name was, I forget his name.
Yeah!
Oh my God.
Sorry, my anger just came out. I was thinking about the letter.
That
was it. I'm good.
Skip the gym.
I don't need to go to the gym.
Holy. Wow. I was just going to say, you'd like my neighbor, Walter. He's a little boy who likes to mix up food. He calls it food soup or something like that.
Oh, food soup. That's another. It's similar. It's wetter than mashy stash.
Right, right.
Mashy stash is a thicker consistency, and it's actually considered more legitimate.
Yeah, you know, you go to a 5-star restaurant or a 6-star. How do they go? They go up to 15 stars, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
You go to a 15-star restaurant and you say, I want the mashy smashy.
Mashy stashy.
What did I say? Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I'm suffering from a little beevil fever here.
You are. It's getting worse.
Beevil fever can get you thinking about many other things and you don't talk about. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, got to rein in the beevil fever. You're getting it. I will, if I see you sort of going off the rails, I'll know what it is and be like, hey, whoa, 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 hey,
yeah,
John, we're right here.
You need one
right
snap. Here. Hey, JL, hey, come back to
JL,
us, buddy.
JL, baby, we're right here. Great.
That's the cure for
beaver fever.
Beaver fever. Oh, boy. All right.
All right, so.
What were we, this person wants to join his friends getting married. Well, you know, you go to the wedding for sure.
Yeah. Go to the wedding. Wait, were they asking if they should go to the wedding or if they should?
No, I think they want to do a 3-person marriage. This person does.
I don't know how serious they are about that. And, you know, I don't, you know, sexuality comes into play. Is it a man and a woman?
Is this person
bi? Are they interested in that sort of thing? And, you know, I don't know. You're a sexy guy. You talked all about love and that sort of thing.
Maybe here's what I'll say. You mentioned how serious is the person.
Yeah.
Any of these questions, if this person wrote, Lovesick and Lancaster wrote, I am very serious about this, then we know.
Oh, well,
but,
I know.
Or they could be like, this is sort of a whim.
I
don't know.
If I'm going to, I'll be serious here. I'm going to be very serious.
Okay, all right.
Sorry, John, you got me early. For those of you who can't see, I just played dead.
Right, he rolled his eyes back a little bit.
But John got me, John, he burned me early, so I had to burn him pretty good.
The burn score is 1-1.
Yeah, 1-1. 1-1. All right. So I would say you got to tell them how you feel. If you can't be friends with them, tell them how you feel. And if they say no way, you find a way to be with them without them knowing.
Oh, so spying on them.
If they live somewhere in a house,
right,
where you can access like a hiding spot,
right,
you can do that. No, where you can just stick around and persuade them and open up their lives, you know, and like just make them come around, or you'll have to get out of town.
Right. Or, well, that's always interesting. Getting out of town. Where do you go? This person's in Lancaster.
Wow.
I don't know where that is.
And I guess go to Manchester.
That's a good point.
Oh,
here's what I would suggest, going off of your idea of sneaking in.
Yeah.
If you have any way of shrinking yourself down to bug size, you know.
Right,
you
right.
Could,
like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Exactly. So watch that movie for sure.
Yeah, well, they teach you how to fix it, the machine.
They teach you how to and what to do when you're in the lawn.
Yeah. Well, how to? Yeah. So it's the whole life of being a miniature person.
Right.
It's sort of a breakdown of what to do and do's and do nots.
It's more of an informational movie.
Yeah. Oh, right. 100%. Yeah. It's not a fun, entertaining movie. It's.
I didn't have fun.
No, I did not.
The idea of going into a Cheerio that size?
Yeah. No, I was taking notes the whole time. Just like with Art of the Deal, I have a full transcription. They're available online. But I'm not going to give you the website. You have to search them and just log in.
Hope to God you have a keyboard.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so there you go.
I hope that answers your question. But whatever you do, Try keep. I think keep the lines of communication open is a great idea.
Yes.
Just for this problem.
Yes.
That doesn't go for all problems.
No, just this one. Because otherwise you will explode.
Right.
Also, peace and love.
Peace and love, and if, thank you.
Yeah. Peace and love is important, so don't resort to anger.
If they say, you know, if they say, no, that's not what they're into, that's okay. Yeah, you can still be friends.
Yeah, and maybe they don't know they're into it, so maybe you have to show them.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, hope that helps.
Hope it helps. Hey, hope it helped.
Yeah, hope it helped.
I hope it helped you.
Hey, make that a hashtag.
Hope it helped. Hey. And put the hey in there, too. Hashtag hey.
Hey, dot, dot, dot. Hashtag hope it hey helped. Hashtag. Hey, and let's start ending our hashtags with hashtags,
right?
Please.
Yeah. Because you never know when they're going to end.
Right. Right.
I keep reading. Yeah.
I don't have a good relationship with Twitter.
I don't either. I don't have a good relationship with hashtags.
Hashtag Twitter.
Hashtag hashtags.
Here's a question I want to get to.
Oh, yeah?
I keep coming back to this one. I answered it on the first show. Dear John, I've been working at my job for over a year now, and they still haven't given me a raise. Should I quit my job or stick with it? With love, AJ. Now, I've gone back and forth on this thing. I say, don't ask for a raise. They'll give it to you. Leave the job, then I said, a different episode. Then I said, you got to come back. Well, what we landed on last episode was that, hey, well, maybe a job's great. Maybe a job's a baseball player or a star athlete or something. That's a great job. Don't get a raise if they don't want it. You still have a great job.
Yeah, stay there.
But then I thought of this. You know, if you're playing way too good for this team, you're doing great.
Yeah.
You get all the money you can from those assholes. Oh, you're out of this. Oh, you're traded.
Or go to another or go work at a Starbucks.
That's true.
Instead,
make a statement. Make a stand. Leave the team. You know, they're not going to win any championships without you, AJ.
So where do you stand? It seems like you went both ways on this job.
I've gone back and forth on it. It keeps me up at night, this question.
All right. Have you ever asked for a raise?
I did. I went into the Beatles, you know, one time.
The rest of the group?
Right, yeah. Because I wasn't getting paid for years.
What?
It was my choice.
I did not know that.
A lot of people don't.
And the rest of the Beatles were getting paid?
They were getting paid, but I said, I like it so much. I get a free guitar and, you know, the free lunches.
Right.
You can't shake a stick at. A drumstick. That's a joke for Ringo. I hope you're listening, buddy.
That's for you, Ringo.
Yeah. Hey, also, let's talk, Ringo. Give me a phone call soon. Don't text me anymore. I can't understand your emoji work.
Oh, wow. Is it confusing?
Yeah. It's very confusing.
Do you think he understands what emojis are?
I think he knows very well
what he's saying.
But yeah. I don't get any of it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He does this one. He does, you know, that emoji with the wave?
Uh-huh.
He'll do that, and then the letter U, and then a gator, which I'm supposed to understand is see you later.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but it takes, you know how long that took me to figure out? I had to get an online cipher to figure that thing out.
An online cipher? Is that a physical thing? Or just like a little...
It's a code cracker.
Oh, it's a code cracker.
It's an emoji it's like a code little website. Cracker.
So you had to put those in there, and then it just popped it right out for
you. No, you send just, it away. You wait.
You send it away.
You have to type it in. It gives you another encrypted code. You print out. You mail that to the company.
Oh, snail mail.
You snail mail because it can only be trusted.
It can only
it's
be
the
trusted.
Only
it's not the only place that can be trusted, but it can only be trusted.
It can only be trusted. It's a place that can only be trusted.
It can't be depended on. It
the
can
only
be
thing
trusted.
You can do with this place is trust it.
Okay, well, that's trustworthy for sure.
So it came back to me and it said, it might be see you later. It might be. What am I waiting all this time for?
And then
this
how long did it take you to get that until you could actually respond to it?
Yeah, that took about a week for it to go there and back.
So was he just waiting for you somewhere?
I missed the entire engagement. We were going to go see a movie. It's terrible. That's so give me a terrible. Call, Ringo, and I want to talk to you.
Yeah, that's upsetting. I mean, he's probably driving somewhere like a maniac.
God, oh my God.
He's probably listening to this right now.
If he's listening to this while driving.
Oof.
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 You know, Ringo driver, no survivor.
Is that what you guys say?
Or it's a T-shirt I'm interested in getting printed.
Okay. What was it again? Ringo driver, no
Ringo
survivor?
Ringo driver, no survivor.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, it kind of does.
He survives most of his car drives. His car drives? His drives?
I think people lately have been saying car. They're getting away
I'm
from
going
car
on a car
rides.
Drive.
Yeah. You can only say that if you're behind the wheel, though.
Yeah.
Behind the steering wheel. You have to make that distinction.
You can't. So, because otherwise it'd be a car ride.
That's right.
Right.
If you're in the shotgun seat or the back seat or even the backpack seat if you're in a van.
Yeah. So pilots are like, I'm going on a plane fly.
That's right.
Okay.
Right.
But I say, I'm going on a plane ride.
I go on a plane ride. Yeah, that's what you would say.
Okay. And then you could also go on a boat.
Try. A boat captaining.
A boat captaining. Okay.
Right. Or a bike pedal. Well, a bike, really, unless you've got the tandem. Pedaling. It's just the one thing.
Yeah.
Or if you're riding on the pegs.
Ooh, a bike pegging.
All right, here's one. Hey, John. Again. And back.
No, it's fine.
No,
I feel like I'm coming up with a song, and I might put it out on my Instagram.
Oh, you're going to get this. You're going to get this person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm good.
It's going to be a feud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It'll go back and forth. That's big in the music industry, actually.
My
God. Feuds actually fuel a lot of number one songs. I don't know if you guys ever had feuds with any other bands and put that sort of stuff out. But
we had feuds within the band.
Oh, and that came out in the music.
Right.
Oh, very good.
Right,
very good.
Right.
Like, why don't we do it in the road?
That's right. What I was saying is, here's what we'll do: a fist fight with me and George if he doesn't, give me the last slice of pizza.
Oh,
because I ordered pepperoni.
You ordered pepperoni.
I ordered the pepperoni, and all of a sudden it gets there, and he changes his mind. I don't want this Thai food. I ordered. I'm going to have pepperoni pizza.
Oh.
But wait a minute. Now I've got eating a half of a pizza.
And then you're like, why don't we do it in the road?
Right. Wow. Because back then,
I had no idea.
In
That's
the late 60s,
in a different way now.
In the late 60s, it was fighting.
Oh, right. Okay.
Hey, I'm going to do it with you, buddy.
And then was there another thing?
Step outside into the alley. I'll do you.
Was there another thing for sex? Was it like that?
Sex was just called, bumpin' uglies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a little bump and grind.
Oh, it hadn't really developed into it.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. It. I will say, just for all our listeners out there, it does upset me when people pretend like they want something besides pepperoni pizza.
Right.
And they go like, well, let's get a cheese. Or they'll say, let's get a supreme pizza. Let's get a vegetable pizza. Because they're like, we got to have some vegetables.
Right, right.
And then the pepperoni is always the first pizza you go.
Exactly.
I'm shameless. I don't need variety in my pizza. I want pepperoni pizza. And everybody else says they want variety and then they eat the
pepperoni. Then they go right for what you.
Yeah.
And here, what I'll do too, now that we're on the topic of pepperoni pizza.
Absolutely.
I'll say, make me a cheese pizza.
Yeah.
Give me as many pepperonis as you would put on that pizza, but put them in a container to the side. I'll put them on.
Like some sort of, one of those change dispensers.
That's right. If
like
you have the opportunity.
That you can put on your belt.
When you're at an arcade, they can give you the quarters that way.
Uh-huh.
I say, give them to me. I'll distribute them. Because some of you guys out there.
Oh, so you'll distribute
them.
I'll put them on the
pizza.
I thought you were saying it was just for yourself. So you will. Oh, will it be like people will take slices and you'll be like, how many pepperonis you want? And you'll
That's right.
Pop them out of your hip?
That's right. Because it's like,
That's fun.
Did you actually want the pepperoni pizza? Then you got to go through me, the guy who ordered it.
Right. And then you can really load up the pepperonis, or you could just have one pepperoni.
Oh, yeah, if there's any left over. Pepperoni stays for a long time.
Oh, yeah, they're very, got a lot of salt in there, the preservatives and whatnot. You can just leave them outside. You don't even need to refrigerate that.
Well, don't leave it out in your yard, though, because a bird could come and take it.
That's true.
And then you're spending all afternoon chasing birds down for your pepperoni.
I had my pepperonis in my sock drawer.
And you lock your socks.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Because you come from a sock family.
And I lock my sock box that's locked. I double lock it.
Now, I get it. So you've got a sock box in your sock drawer.
Yeah.
And there's two locks. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Because I came from a family that didn't have many socks.
Right.
And so it was always hard to find socks in the house. You often had to sort of make your own socks or just,
Right. Well, I've been over to your house and we went on that hiking trip and it got a little muddy.
Yes,
and by
it
the
did.
Time we got back to
Yes, it did indeed.
Yes, it did.
Yes.
My God, I've never been up to my thighs in mud before.
I knew exactly where we were going. I've gone on that hike before and I thought it would be different. And I just walked exactly where I'd been before. Yeah, covered up.
We were covered in mud. The most disgusting thing on earth. But can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I had a great time.
Oh, good.
I had a great time.
I didn't want to bring it up. I wasn't sure how you had felt
I felt
that
great about it. Well, anyway, when we got back to your house, I needed socks,
Yeah.
And you had to go into the other room, and I heard a lot of jingling. oh, this guy locks up his socks. That's interesting. Yeah. But you look around the house, gloves everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Just willy-nilly thrown about it. You don't care about gloves.
No, absolutely not. They're not as common as socks for most people.
That's true.
So because they aren't as popular,
right.
I just thought, well, get all these gloves because why not? You know, they're in less demand.
Exactly.
It's not like they're cheap by any means.
Not the ones I saw at your house.
No, they're—
there was silks everywhere.
They're nice silk, leather. Some of them are metal.
I saw that.
Silver. My whole thought is that the times are going to change.
It's going to be glove season soon.
And then I'm going to have the gloves.
Right. That's good looking out.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Hey, John. First time, no time. That seems— that's kind of a dig.
Yeah,
that's— no, it makes sense, I guess. This hasn't been out yet.
Right, right.
All right, well, we'll give you that one. Hey, John and Beck. First time, no time. Having a little girl in a couple weeks. Her first name is Ellie. Any suggestions for a middle name? Thanks, yo. Cam Carter, 2010.
So Ellie was the first name?
Ellie's the name. That
Ellie
sounds like
Carter. Ellie.
I don't know what Cam Carter— I think that might be his Twitter address. Take a look out for Cam. I don't know what that is. But Ellie is the name.
Ellie.
You know, what would be a good middle name?
Yellow Submarine.
I wasn't going to say that, but that would be good.
Oh, yeah.
Because it gets people thinking, Yellow Submarine, what is that? I'll look it up. Oh, it's the Beatles.
Right. So that's good for you.
That's good for me.
Yeah, that'll get some ears on your songs.
Name her middle name Yellow Submarine.
Yeah.
Any Beatles song.
Yellow Submarine Carter.
Right.
That would be a great middle name, actually.
Yellow Submarine would be
is.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just Y-S. L-E-Y-S.
L-E-Y-S. Yeah. L-E-Y-S.
Y-S is a good name.
Yeah.
How about get rid of Ellie and just call her Y-S?
Y-S. How would you spell that?
Just
W-H-Y-S? Y-S.
That's right. That's right.
You got to say it like that.
Y-S.
Ellie, Y-S. Carter. Yeah, that is a good name.
So that's a great name.
Yeah.
That's
it's
one.
It's already sort of making fun of itself. So like at school, people aren't going to be like, why, yes.
Well,
shit. Well, that's my name.
Yeah.
I got burned.
I locked myself in the locker.
Yeah. It's a trick name.
So that's a good one. I was going to say, Jelly.
Yeah. Well,
Ellie—
I was thinking
Jelly.
Belly.
Ellie Belly.
Ellie Belly. Ellie Jelly.
No, Ellie Smelly would be bad. Oh, yeah. But that's the same thing. You're calling yourself out for being smelly.
Yeah. And they're like, you're smelling. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I
my
am.
Fucking middle name.
That's my middle name. Like, no, you smell. Well, my name's Smelly. I guess that's short for smelling. Yeah. Cool. Thanks for the nickname.
What's your middle name, Gregory?
What? Yeah. That is actually—
get me out of my own locker.
tricks them. They just physically, they start doing the things that they would do to you to themselves.
Right.
Yeah. And like, oh, man, my underwear's all the way up my crack.
You did it to yourself.
What the heck?
All right, so I think those are great options.
Yeah, that is actually a good idea for all the parents out there to name your kids something that they could be made fun of.
Right.
For. So, like, maybe, let's see, Butthead Smelly. Butthead Smelly Carter would be a better name.
That would be the best name for this person.
And then I would give money to see what would happen to the kids that tried to make fun of Butthead Smelly. See what would happen to their body. See them just like
beating themselves up.
Beating them. Oh man, my fist is in my face. Oh man, my shorts are up my crack. Oh man, I'm stuck in this locker.
My head is going into this toilet.
Oh no.
That's how it'll go if you name your daughter that.
Wow.
Or you know, you could name a BB-8.
I'm sorry, what?
All right, I think we're going to wrap it up.
Oh, great.
I think we helped a lot of people today.
I think we actually really ended on a positive note.
We did some good work there.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Now, Beck, I thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I learned so much, and
I hope
feel
so.
Better about myself. I was not doing well when I came in here.
Oh, no.
I was doing very badly.
Well, I'm glad we don't really have any time to hear about any of
okay.
it.
Oh,
so
sure.
Hopefully when you leave the door here, that bad stuff doesn't come back to you.
And I'm sure I'll know how to get out of here. I'll know which door to leave.
It should be easy.
I won't be stuck in here.
At this point, anything with a knob in this room should open up into the outside world.
Oh, yeah. I've tried them all.
Albeck, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yes, I do. I mentioned earlier, I kind of plugged myself earlier.
But that's
it,
fine.
What I was doing, what I was up to this summer. Yeah, I want to plug my new Instagram account, Songs by Beck.
Great.
I've been making great, sort of thoughtful, catchy, poppy, fun music there.
I love it.
You'll learn a little bit about yourself. Go check it out.
Can I tell you something? Before you came in, I already checked it out.
You had.
Yeah, like, can I say one thing to you?
Yes.
I have notes. All right.
Oh, I'll take them from the man himself. Yes, please. Yes. Okay.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening and good luck out there.
Good luck out there.